Lala here. In this episode of Solid Gold Storytime, we have a very special guest, Homo Lemo Moachi, who reads her new children's book, Bontle's New Wheels.
Bontle is a beautiful girl with eyes as big as marbles and as sparkly as stars. She is 7 years old and she is in grade one. She loves playing with her friends and reading books in the school library. Bontle's teacher, Miss Ntlapo, has been teaching the children about the 7 days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What clever kids! Now that she's big, Bontle can get to school all by herself. Bontle uses a wheelchair to get around because she has a physical disability. Luckily, her school is only one street from her home, so it doesn't take too long. This week, something goes wrong. Oh no! On Monday, Bontle's wheelchair breaks in the playground. Now she can't get around and she can't play with her friends. At the end of the day, Miss Ntlapo carries Bontle home from school. When Bontle sees her mother, she can't stop crying. "I'm so sorry I broke my wheelchair, Mama. Now how will I get to school?" Mama Madiro gives Bontle a big hug, but her eyes look worried as she carries Bontle into the house. She knows there is no money for a new wheelchair for Bontle. On Tuesday, Bontle can't get to school. She stays in the house and looks out the window. In the afternoon, she sees the other children walking past on their way home. She hides behind the curtain. It isn't fair. On Wednesday, Bontle is getting bored. She tries to help Mama make lunch, but she can't reach the table by herself. She has to wait for Mama to lift her up. On Thursday, Bontle is very sad. She has to crawl to get around, which makes her feel like a baby. In the afternoon, Miss Ntlapo comes to give her some schoolwork, but Bontle is missing her friends. On Friday, there is good news. There is a woman in the township that everyone calls Mama Action. Mama Action makes things happen, and this time, she is going to help raise money for Bontle. On Saturday, Mama Action's car pulls up outside Bontle's house. "Hello, Bontle, are you ready?" "I'm taking you shopping," says Mama Action, and they all get in the car. After a long drive, they stop at a big building. Mama Madiro carries Bontle inside. They are welcomed by a woman called Ilse. Ilse says, "Hello, Bontle. I'm an occupational therapist." When Bontle's eyes grow wide, Ilse laughs. "That means I'm going to find you the perfect wheelchair just for you. Do you see any you would like to try?" Bontle looks around at all the different wheelchairs, big ones, small ones, even a purple one. "This one!" Bontle shouts excitedly. Ilse carries Bontle to the little purple wheelchair, and Bontle can't believe it. This wheelchair is steady, it is light, it has a soft seat, it is the right height, the footrests are in the perfect position, and it's purple. She's never felt so comfortable in her whole life. She didn't think it was possible. Mama Madiro has happy tears in her eyes, and Mama Action nods proudly as Bontle wheels herself around the building. On Sunday, Bontle spends the whole day zooming around the house in her new purple wheelchair. "Watch out, everyone! Bontle is on the move!" The next day is Monday. Bontle wakes up very early. She can't wait to get to school. And there is another surprise. All the children are lined up to welcome her back, and they can't take their eyes off Buntle's purple wheelchair. Wow! Your wheelchair is amazing, Buntle. I love the soft seat. How fast does it go? I love the color. Can I push you? Said the children excitedly. Buntle, your wheelchair is so pretty. Please tell us the story of your new wheels. And have you given it a new name yet? Says Miss Ntlapo. But I haven't given it a name, says Buntle. One of her friend's hands shoots up. I think it's so pretty. Let's call it Muntle wa Buntle. Yes, I love it, says Buntle. And everyone agrees that it is the perfect name. Buntle can't stop smiling. She now has what she needs to do, all the things she loves to do. Today and every day. The end.
You've been listening to Buntle's New Wheels, read by Homo Lemo Moagli. If you love this story, go to Solid Gold Storytime for many more beautiful children's stories in a safe space.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.